With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two, 3 hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, Barry, Nick, Joel, Tuesday. Sun's out. It's warming
Guns
up.
Guns out.
People. It's warming up, people. Relax.
Oh, boy. I am flabby.
It's so funny because last night I was like, man, I thought it was supposed to get cold.
Very flabby.
Then I woke up at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and my dog wanted to be out, and I just got uppercutted in the face with like 42-degree weather.
Yeah,
I told y'all 42 here feels a lot colder than up in the Midwest because of the humidity.
That's crazy to me.
So is it going to get colder over the next couple of days?
No.
Or are we good?
I think this is the. I was looking at the weather this morning. After today and tonight, I believe it's in the 70s the rest of the week.
Ah, very good.
Minus 53 in Wisconsin. Supposed to be minus 27 overnight.
I'm going to get out and do the yard this weekend. Yeah. Actually, no, I'm not. I'm going to be in Winnie. There's a Whataburger in Winnie that I'm going to be at doing an appearance from 9:30 to 11:30. So if you're in and around the Winnie, Texas area, come by and say hi.
Down around on the way to B-Town.
Yeah, on the way to the Mont.
Winnie.
So, Winnie, Texas.
Hmm. Big money.
I think I did a show in Winnie, Texas one time. There was like there's some dance hall or something. I think I did a show there. Okay. Oh, no, there was a fight there. There used to be the IFXA.
I thought you were going to say IFL.
No, IFXA was a local kind of legacy style Fury Fights, local thing, and they did some shows out there, and I think one of them was in Winnie, Texas.
Yeah, usually when there's like a 18-letter acronym to your organization.
Fight organization.
That regional or local organization usually didn't last it.
Yeah, they were actually pretty good, though. It was Chris Reed and Scott, and I forget Scott's last name, but Chris Reed's, there was a story about him. He's a great dude, by the way. He's like a politician out of Clear Lake or whatever, but he used to be a cop, and he's a buddy of mine because of, you know, the cage door, and I knew him from all that. But one day him and his daughter were at Best Buy, and some dude like punched a woman in the parking lot or robbed the Best Buy. I don't remember which one it was. Committed a crime.
Two very different things.
Committed a crime right there in front of everybody to see, and is running through the parking lot to get away. And Chris is walking to the car with his daughter, and he's like, I'll be back. And he just takes off after the dude, just flip-flops, cargo shorts, just across the back, catches him, tackles him, puts him in a chokehold, and his daughter comes running up, and he's like, call the police. And the cops come, and he's holding, and the dude's like trying to fight and get away. You're not getting away from Chris Reed. It was regionally, it was, you know, a heavyweight champ, and he knows how to wrestle. He knows jiu-jitsu. He knows how to fight. Like, you're not getting away from that dude. He good luck.
Wow.
And he's big. He's like massive and strong. And it was like, made the news. They were like, oh, this is just Good Samaritan. Just tackled a criminal and held him. So, yeah, my boy Chris Reed,
In Winnie, Texas?
No, that was just because he owned the IXFA.
Right.
Which made me think of it. No, that didn't happen in Winnie. That happened in like Pasadena or something like that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Am I wrong in thinking that?
I would never do that.
And Winnie has made the news for some less than stellar things, though.
Probably.
As I recall.
I'm going to leave that on you because I'm going to be there Saturday at the Whataburger. So, well, I'm going to let you.
I want Barry to.
I'm going to let you, Joel Blank.
No, I just asked a question because I'm not Blank from here like y'all.
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I don't recall any of that.
Well.
I just know they have an amazing Whataburger, and I'll be there for 2 hours, 9:30 to 11:30. Come by, say hi. Let's eat.
They don't make them till you order them.
That's all right. That's going to land.
Oh, not, with the challenge. How are you going to handle that?
Damn it. Thursday, we're at Twin Peaks.
Yesterday, Saturday, they brought food all over here.
And I can't not eat Twin Peaks when I get the food. It's so good. And I'm like, now I'm going to be there eating bad on Thursday, and then I'm going to be at Whataburger eating bad on Saturday. And I just got down to 198 this morning from 207.
Congrats.
Yeah.
I'll be up there 30 minutes before the show. You'll hand over your food to me.
Oh, is that how it goes?
I'm trying to help you out.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
You got all of our stuff yesterday. You could have had all of that.
I had a few wings.
Did you see my post from the weekend?
Which one?
When I went to Cane's?
No.
I think I did on Instagram.
I did it again. Remember when I went and got Froyo and I had to get two spoons?
Yeah.
Because I got so much Froyo that I wouldn't think it was just for me.
Right.
That happened again at Cane's. I went to Cane's and I get the Caniac, which is like the biggest one they have. It's like six chicken fingers. And then I got two toasts. I always get two toasts, no slaw. Always go no slaw. Get the extra toast because it's good.
Slaw's good too.
Their toast is badass.
Okay.
But then I added a chicken finger. So that's seven now.
I was going to say, I could go more than that.
I added a toast. That's three toasts now.
You're carving up.
I added a dipping sauce. That's three sauces, three toasts. Like
that's like 2,000 calories.
Yeah, how the hell are you losing weight?
But this is what I did. So I order all that, and this lady is looking at me like, oh my God, you fat piece of crap. Why are you getting all this food? So this is what I did. I ordered all that, and then I go, it comes with a drink, right? And she goes, yeah. I was like, let me get the Diet Coke. And then she'll just have a water. She'll just have...
Well played.
I'm eating that by myself. If you look at my Instagram, that bear is funny. There's a picture of my Cane's order. You see a water and my Diet Coke. And I just had to do that just because I was embarrassed.
Did you eat it there?
No, I shame-ate it in my car.
All right. I shame-eated it, whatever.
But and it was sad.
How are you losing weight?
Well, that was the only thing I ate all day. That wasn't until like 2 in the afternoon, and then I ate and then took a nap, went to the shows, and just drank the rest of the night and didn't eat. And that was it. That was my whole meal for the day. That was all I ate. So I don't know how it happened.
That's amazing.
But there was a lot of food, so I always do that. I wrote a whole bit that I tried out this past weekend on that, where it's like, you ever done that where you'll be at the, like, you'll act like you're reading a text from the wife that has like an order on it, and you're just pretending like you're ordering for her as well? I'll do that. I'll pretend like I'm in the drive thru. If I go to Taco Bell and I spend like $14 just on me, what I'll do is
just order it to go. It doesn't matter.
No, I'm in the drive thru, right? And I'm like, I know I'm about to pig out. So when they go, welcome to Taco Bell, man, take your order, I'll be like, all right, baby, yeah, I got it. I know what you want. I'll call you back. And then I'm not even on the phone. I don't even have my phone
with
me.
But like Nick said, you're in the drive-thru. You might be bringing it home for a party.
Yeah.
No. You know, you gotta cover. Absolutely.
Not.
That's embarrassing. I don't want to be shamed like that. So I'll always do that. Or one time we ordered so much pizza delivery that the guy was... You could tell he was looking like, where are the kids? Who all's going to eat this? Are there kids here? It's just you two? We had like three pizzas.
For just you and Nora?
Yeah, that's a lot of pizza.
That's a lot.
Three pizzas. We had two orders of breadsticks and the big cookie circle cake thing.
Two orders of breadsticks?
You are. You like your carbs.
We get down.
Wow. See?
That's amazing to me. Yeah. There's no way I would eat all that pizza.
You guys eat
a lot. I just should have done that when I opened the door to get the... I'd be like, babe, get the kids. The food's here. She would have known what I was doing. She would have known exactly what I was doing. I'm covering so we don't get fat shamed.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I just never felt the need. Look, Cody said last week we're still doing... cheat days are you're supposed to still do a cheat meal. Is that right?
I do cheat weekends, so it's not really the same. Cheat meals are okay because you don't really gain it back if you do one meal.
Yeah.
As long as you, I mean, you can have a cheat meal, but
I think most people do cheat weekends too.
Yeah, I do a cheat weekend.
I used to, but now because of the challenge, I just did a cheat meal.
That's good. You're all right. You'll be fine.
Fajitas.
Oh, that's not even. Did you eat tortillas?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
How do you
queso and cheese and yeah, you got to do that.
How do you not? You just don't.
No.
But
he does. You gotta have tortillas.
Yeah.
Get the carb balance tortillas from Mission. They're good.
Shut up. You just added three toasts on one and two breadsticks on another.
Because the diet that I'm doing, you know, it counts points and all that.
Oh.
And those are like I can have those with my breakfast, or I'll have breakfast for dinner and it's hardly any points. They're low carb and they're good. They're legit good.
Okay.
Yeah. Try them.
Or just
wear it up.
Huh? I'm not going to say.
Oh, no.
You're going to get on me for it.
So. Okay.
All right. Hey, before we get to the break, I want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. Josh Pesikoff and his staff, locally owned and operated, an energy company that has your needs at the top of their list. That's what they prioritize. So therefore, whether it's for a business or for your family, they're going to get you the best rate possible and the best deal that they can offer every single time. They're never going to try and screw you over. They're always going to be 100% honest. And even if that means losing your business to cheaper competition, they're like a trusted friend. Whether you go with them originally and right from the get-go, or you come back to them because you realize and remember that they weren't trying to trick you to get your business, they are going to make sure that they live up to billing and do everything for you if they are your energy company. Right off the top, you mentioned ESPN 97.5. You get a $25 bill credit, and they go from there. It's 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732, or you can log on to infuseenergy.com. Bottom line is, it's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. Trust me, I changed to Infuse Energy a little over a year ago. The thousands of dollars I've saved makes it all the more worthwhile to be able to say Infuse Energy into your life.
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, knee-deep in hour number two, three-hour show. Barry, Nick, and Joel from the Gallo Media studios on a Tuesday in the big city. Really haven't caught up on a lot of the social media, so...
We got a ton of text to get through, all the way back to 1:30. But Steelers fan Juan said, it's 28 degrees in Aurora, Colorado, where he is now. Mm-hmm. He said, please talk Broncos, which, no. Who in Houston would want to hear us talk about the Broncos, Juan? No. He said, I swear I can't get enough in the morning. No.
I think that's sarcastic.
Is it?
I think you can't tell tone on text, but as a Steelers fan, the last thing you want to hear is Bronco talk, and there, it's morning, noon, and night. Like, the difference is, we have so many sports stations in this town, you know which station is going to be Texans all the time and pro Texans.
Yeah.
There,
7:10.
It does not matter what time of the year or what's going on, or the every single station does nothing but Broncos and just gets...
Kill me now.
The people engage the entire time.
Yeah.
Somebody got that Mile High radio station, right? Mile High Sports or whatever.
Yeah, there's a couple.
Which one is Tepper at? Because he's in Denver.
Good question. I don't know.
Is the number one overall pick guaranteed for the Knicks? Well, no. Obviously, it's a lottery. But when you have the most balls, you have the best chance.
Easy now.
Yeah. Hey, Barry, you're wrong. Zion, .. Sean Kemp, .. Thanks. I'm stealing that one. I don't understand.
Huh?
What do you mean I'm wrong?
I don't know.
You're stealing it, but I'm wrong. Am I wrong or am I right? Do you not like it or do you like it? That's
you're
confusing.
Wrong.
Yeah, clarify that.
Please text back and clarify that, because that makes no sense. If you're either wrong or you like it, I don't understand which, but can't be both, right?
Right.
I just got in the car. Did y'all talk about Cushing joining the Texans strength team?
Did you see that?
Josh and Beaumont. No, we hadn't talked about it yet. That's the first I've heard of.
Oh, yeah. I heard it on the way coming in, and I'm like, there are so many jokes. Yes. I mean, he's going to be assistant strength coach for the Texans. Deshaun, don't listen to him. Stay away from him. If he tells you this tastes just like Nestle's Quick, and it's not going to be a single thing wrong, and it's going to make you strong, don't take it.
Use this cream. Nope.
Mm-mm.
Nope. No.
Like, you get caught when you do it. You don't know how to not get caught.
This is just a B12 shot. Don't trust you, Brian.
Nope. Don't do it.
Did y'all see on Twitter, Trey got a haircut. Watch out, ladies. I did. I went and looked it up. He's looking dashing.
Really? Like, how short, how much did he cut? Oh, I just saw it.
You showed me a picture. It's really impressive. That means he cut the whole mop.
What I don't understand, Trey, and you know I love you because you're my son. What I don't understand
Right.
I said, you didn't get to, you should have trimmed the beard up. The beard looks raggedy.
He looks older.
Does he? He looks more mature.
I think the hair makes him look younger.
Yeah, I think he just needed the beard trimmed. You should have trimmed the beard.
But still, I think it's a marked improvement for him.
You know, like...
I would agree.
You know, like a mullet is like, you know, business up front, right. Party in the back.
Right.
With this haircut and the beard, he's like homeless down below, adult up top. Like, he needs, like, you got to fix the beard. You look homeless.
Well, you can ask Tyler.
Yeah, Tyler cleaned his up. He looks like somebody's science teacher.
Shocked me today. I was sitting in there. We were getting ready to do the video, shoot a video on the culture map side. And here comes this guy that's doing a tour for what's, I guess, a new intern. And I kind of had my back turned. And I look and I go, do we hire someone new? Someone else, someone's giving this kid a tour. I don't recognize him. I was like, oh my God, it's Tyler. He shaved.
He looks like he would teach you the periodic table.
Kind of. I'm not going to argue that point.
He's like, all right, so AG is gold. And what? Like, yeah, he looks like he would show you the periodic table.
He said he's trying to live. He's doing it to look more professional for this new position.
Is he?
Yeah. He also said he'll grow it back in about 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. He ain't going to do it.
I mean, more power to him. I wish I could do that and do it on top. I'd be great.
Chris Householder just texted, WTF, Barry, you ate a family meal.
So
don't shame me, Chris.
Y'all remember when they brought Canes in that time, and I had never had Canes before. Oh, dude, I couldn't stop. I was like, I don't care who's counting, but I'm not calling to act like Lisa's on the phone. I'm bringing some home. No, I'll do it all right here. Those are amazing. Yeah.
Have you ever, JRay78 said, have you ever pretended to be on the phone walking into a store because people were outside selling stuff? I have done that.
Oh, and if they're panhandling at the grocery, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll pull the phone out.
I do
out
it in the mall because in the first Connie Mall, they're you want to try this shoe polish on your shoe? No, I want them raggedy.
They're very aggressive.
No, I got Whole Foods for that.
Yeah.
They're exactly. Very, yeah. When I was
why would I get a massage in first Connie Mall when there's Whole Foods?
Right.
Yeah. I went to the mall in Fort Worth. Nick knows. I sent him a picture from the front of Penny's to see if he needed me to grab him anything. Yeah. But they're same thing. You want a massage? I'm like, no. I'm at the mall. But I don't want no damn massage.
So awkward.
Nick's right at First Colony, too. But aside from almost touching you, they're hyper-aggressive.
Oh, let one of them touch me.
That's what I said, too. I was like, bro,
I wish one
you're
of
getting
them
into
would.
The personal space. So, you just need to calm down. Because the thing is they have... Out in the middle of the mall, they have the massage chairs. But then they also have a storefront around the corner where they also do massages. And the dude comes like on a dead sprint from the store when he sees you walking by the massage chair. I'm like, bro, if I wanted one, I could have gone right to your store. Yeah. I don't want one.
I would have came over there. Somebody said, me and my wife were trying to figure out why people got food and then eat it in their car. Barry just gave us the revelation. Yeah, shame eating. You know you ordered too much. You don't want to go in the house and eat it in front of your spouse because then she's just disgusted by you. You can't sit there and eat it in the restaurant because that's embarrassing and you end up as a meme on YouTube. You got to go just eat it in your car. You shame eating your car by yourself. Done that the time or 20.
Okay, let me ask you this. And Nick, I'm not meaning to exclude you, but for obvious reasons. Does Nora have a problem if your car smells like the food that you got? Or do you?
No, you can always tell when I'm on the road because my car smells like fast food and shame. It's just all like wrappers and yeah. So she doesn't really care. I mean, I don't mind it either.
So we ordered fajitas for Saturday night for the cheat meal. And Taylor wanted a cheese pizza. So I was going to swing by on the way back and pick up the cheese pizza. And I'm out the door, and Lisa's car is right by the back door. I'm getting ready to take it. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. I go, you want me to take my car? And she's like, why? Oh, she's, oh, yeah. No, you don't have to. And I'm like, no, that's the shame game. I'm going to, because I'm going to hear about it otherwise. And when I came back, she's like, babe, I'm really sorry. But yeah, I can't do it if the smell from the food there, because it's going to stay there for a couple days. I was like, it's just, I've never had, that's not a big deal to me.
It doesn't stay for a couple days. It might stay for a few hours,
I'm sure her car has a sunroof. Just leave it cracked overnight.
Well, I ain't doing that either. Well. But yeah, no, I've never been that guy.
Man, JJ said, I routinely act like I'm on the phone to avoid Girl Scouts selling cookies.
Yeah, you don't like saying no to them. That's a tough no. That's hard for me.
Says who?
I mean, you just feel bad.
But as long as you...
Kind of.
Just be like, I already got my order in. Sorry,
say,
ladies.
Yeah, as long as you either have purchased or you haven't purchased, but you say.
Just tell them you purchased. You
I bought it at
to.
The office from a buddy's daughter at work.
Like, oh, my daughter sells them.
I don't think Barry's that nice when he walks past those little girls. Stupid little girl. No!
Get away from me! No, I don't do that. I just go, no, thank you. Just keep walking. That's all I do. No, thank you.
I bought from Patrick Creighton's daughter at work.
Do you?
Yeah.
You did, because he was selling them,
yeah,
right?
He was selling them.
Twice, I think. Yeah. 2 years in a row I bought from Patrick Creighton.
And even if it's not, it'll work. It's only a one-time deal. You're never going to see these people again.
Right. Nope.
No. All right. Hey, halfway done with the show. That means we still got a second half, and you can be a part of it. 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line. You can call. You can text. It's the usual suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books. 90 still to go with the big show. It's The Usual Suspects at ESPN 97.5. Always appreciate you guys taking us along for the ride on a Tuesday in the big city.
So Shock said Tepper's at altitude 92.5.
Yep.
And we were talking today, we had lunch today, and we were talking about something that you had posted on the rundown too about Bryce Harper. Mm-hmm. And you were saying it's a new era cap deal.
Well, no,
right?
There was a couple of ads out there, and one is through MLB The Show. Right. There's also a new era ad that he's wearing a certain hat, and people were kind of
like that hat with nothing on it.
Yeah, they were trying to figure out what it was at first, but then they put out the one tweet, but then, someone said, stay tuned for a big announcement Tuesday.
Yeah. MLB The Show basically had a thing that said, you'll want to keep an eye on this account tomorrow, just saying.
Right.
And that was January 28th.
That was yesterday.
1:30 p.m. So today, nothing has come out yet, but basically, because Shock's a big Phillies fan, so he's thinking that the rumors are, and there's a lot of different things that basically, everybody's saying he's going to the Phillies. And that's been
always been the undertone.
But now people are coming out and saying sources have confirmed it. So what they're suggesting is that whoever's on the front is or whatever he's going to have jersey, whatever jersey he's wearing on the front is where he's going to go. And then MLB The Show is now out retweeting Philly sports talk stations and you know, just don't say that in front of the Philly fans where Bryce Harper was never signed. Enjoy this. So it's looking like they're kind of teasing it that it's going to be Philly.
And then the extra caveat to all that is, as of this morning, the Vegas odds makers took all prop bets of where Bryce Harper was going to sign off the board.
Mm.
So that added even more fuel to the fire that an announcement may be coming very soon.
Mm. That is interesting.
Yeah, that heated it up. The hot stove heated up the hot stove a little bit more.
If you had to choose, I mean, they're both the same age. If you had to choose between Harper and Machado, if you could sign one, if it was like a draft, and you were like, all right, you could take your pick of either one, but you can't have both. Which one are you taking?
You can't go wrong either way in terms of ability. I just know that more and more Machado's kind of an a-hole.
Okay.
In a lot of ways, but
that would be why you wouldn't take him.
I don't know. No, I mean, to me, they both underachieved for guys that were supposed to be $400 million men. That's why. So it just depends on your team needs. But I would think.
Well, you're starting over from scratch. You get.
I'm starting a franchise with either guy.
You get they're your two options for your first
pick. I'm going to take Harper because from a marketing perspective, dude gets a lot more run than Machado. You think about it with Under Armour and the hair and the looks and everything like that. If I'm starting a franchise and I need a marquee player, uh-huh. I'm taking Bryce Harper.
Okay. I think I would go Machado.
Okay.
Because an infielder that can hit for the kind of pop that he has on that side of the diamond, the shortstop. I mean, I know that there's a lot more shortstops now, but the fact that he's versatile enough that you can move him to third, you can move him to shortstop, and I think overall his numbers are slightly better. And they're, because like I said, they're both the same age, but like career war, he's produced slightly ahead of what Bryce Harper has done. And I like the fact that, if you know, up the middle, that's where you build your team up.
He's not going to play there.
Yeah, but you build your team up the middle. So if I can get a shortstop for the next 10 years that can, you know, average or hit 37, 40 home runs a year and drive in 100 runs, I think I want that.
Okay.
But that's just me.
Who you got, Nick? Harper or Machado?
Probably Harper. But I mean, I haven't been paying attention too much as I should, so I really couldn't give you a fair opinion, to be honest with you.
What's crazy is Harper hit .249 last year.
Yeah, he really fell off the planet, you know? And again, leading into free agency, obviously it's so important that, you know, you put up some numbers to get people excited. But that's also the reason why both these guys still are unsigned, and neither guy, unless we get completely our socks knocked off by an offer we didn't see coming, neither guy's going to be $400 million man.
Yeah, I mean, his other numbers were, I mean, just fine. 34 homers, 103 runs, 100 RBIs, 13 stolen bases, 889 OPS. That's all legit, sure. But it's just the average was so low. Because, I mean, when you compare the two, when you look at Harper's year, well, like I said, 3,400, right, with 13 stolen bases, but hit .249. Machado, 37, 84, 107. So runs and RBIs, stole 14 bases, but he hit .297. OPS was a little bit higher.
When we always say either returning to the mean or falling back to the mean, or in this case, maybe in Bryce Harper's case, going back to the mean, what are their career averages?
So for the career, Harper's a .279 hitter with an OPS of .900, and Machado's a .282 hitter with an OPS of .822.
See, so it is. It's neck to neck.
I mean, you're basically deciding, do you want an outfielder or an infielder?
Right. And or, like I said, if I'm starting a franchise, I'm thinking about the marketing aspects, too.
Yeah, that's true.
And saying that from the national run he's going to get, the attention he's going to draw, I think Harper brings in more eyeballs.
Yeah. No, there's no doubt about it.
All right, you want to get Tony out of the way? Tony,
yeah, let's do it.
Talking about binge eating last segment. Tony wants to get in here and talk about it. What's up, Tony?
I'm an expert on this.
How are you guys doing? Can you hear me clearly?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good deal. I'm on speakerphone. So my company sent a bunch of us down to Puerto Rico last summer for work. We got to work there for 2 months. It was a great opportunity, but I'll make a long story short. There was a guy I worked with overnight over there. We worked 5 to 5, and before we went in for our shift, we went into a commissary on a military base, so it's down there where we were stationed at, and this dude would pick up a foot-long Subway sandwich. He would either eat the steak and cheese and load it up with all the veggies, or he would get the Italian BMT and just load it up, cookies, large drink. That was at 5 o'clock. When we were done with our work, we'd sit around for the rest of the night on call just waiting for any trouble to pick up and go do our work, but there was a Burger King a couple of miles down the freeway from the base, and about 10, 11 o'clock every night, this dude would go down there and pick up 2 Bacon King sandwiches, like the ones with the cheese and the bacon and everything.
Yeah.
And he would eat both of them like it's nothing. And he used to dabble in competitive eating, but this guy could drop weight like nobody's business. I just thought it was just kind of crazy, and your story reminded me of it.
So you worked with Barry?
Oh, no.
Because dude can cut weight like nobody's business. I know that.
And he would wash all of it down with a large chocolate shake at the end of it.
Oh, I thought he was going to go Diet Coke, but chocolate shake? Yeah. He ain't no shame in his game.
He didn't mess around.
Man.
Oh, appreciate the call,
yeah,
Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
No, I'm totally doing the Diet Coke thing.
Yeah.
I can't drink a regular Coke. It's too sweet now. I've been drinking Diet Coke and diet everything for too long. I did that one.
Shout out to Tosh, who got you some.
Yeah, she brought me a 2-liter of Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Like a boss.
Happy birthday to Pink Valkyrie.
Hey!
Christina's birthday,
happy birthday
today,
Christina.
So happy birthday. Want to get that out of the way. So we're going to continue to roll through. Make sure that if you want to join the show, 713-780-3776 before we get to the break.
I'm feeling guilty about the binge eating, by the way. I'm not proud of it. But what I like is that... And this goes for you guys too, out there listening. If you wanna binge eat maybe during the Super Bowl, I got just the thing to do when you're done. Go to Vortex. Vortex is Houston's first and only multisensory indoor cycling and boxing studio. And you're thinking, what does multisensory mean? Dude, it's a great workout. Not only is it a great workout for your body, like in losing weight, but it's so much fun. Like the boxing class, you got Trey in there screaming at you and motivating you. You've got lights that are dimming and getting brighter and going with the music and the class and the music itself is getting you pumped up. And It's just a great workout. It's a lot of fun. Instead of just sitting there watching some dude sweat in front of you and then not wipe the bench down, and now you're over there on this bench and you're gross and he's gross and you're spending 2 hours at the gym trying to get the workout in. Dude, go to Vortex. You show up. You put your stuff in a locker room. Fancy locker room, by the way. Very fancy. You go in there. You put your stuff in there. You get your workout done in 45 minutes. You're completely done in 45 minutes. Get a smoothie on the way out. You're good to go. How cool is that? You don't have to sit there and do the whole multi-hour gym thing. That's what I love about Vortex. And right now, they have a special going on that I really want you guys to take advantage of. For $40, just $40, you get an unlimited walk-in classes for 1 week. Unlimited for 1 week. You could do the cycling class in the morning, boxing class at night. Do that for a whole week and figure out which membership you want to go with, or if you want to get both of them later on, you can do that too. $40, unlimited classes, 1 week. Take advantage of it. To do that, you can call them, 281-501-3094, 281-501-3094, or your best bet is go to vortextexas.com. That's vortextexas.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Kane is in the building.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey! Deep in hour number two, three-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. The Mappers are going to join us for a few more days. So they'll join us at 3. Simulcast all the way through the Blitz at 7. Tyler actually did yesterday's show for the Blitz, so I misspoke. I believe Aaron's first official day is tonight, I believe.
No, I asked AJ. It was a week from yesterday. He's just kind of going through the training process. Aaron will be in the building shadowing Tyler, and then he'll officially start next week.
Got it.
Cool. Got it.
So there's the clarity on that.
Yep.
But the Blitz will take you, Fred and AJ, 4-7.
Lauren Pope hit me up and said, I'm confused. What's going on in Winnie at the Whataburger? It's a Whataburger road jam. We're going to have a good time. Clutch is going to be out there.
Yep.
Rockets stuff like gear,
which is cool.
Tickets, Whataburger for a year given away.
Really?
Yeah, hanging out with, like I said, hanging out with Clutch. It's the I-10 and FM 1663 location. I-10, FM 1663 at the Whataburger. I'm going to be there. Clutch will be there. Our road crew will be there. Starts at 9:30.
So you just come hang out. If you win the Whataburger for a year, do you have to tell them that you're bringing it home for your wife?
That's a good question.
Order a second drink anyway. I mean, you got it for a year.
I'd be
so.
I know I want it for the year. I'm assuming that's just like a set amount of food because I'll probably eat that in like 4 months. I wouldn't guess that it's just anything you want. They probably say, that's assuming that like a normal person, you spend $50 a week on Whataburger or something like that.
I guess. Yeah, I'm sure that they have some kind of limit.
Stipulation. It's just not all you can eat for a year.
Just like when they used to give away beer for a year, you get a certain amount of cases for each month or week or whatever it is.
That's a good deal, though. So come out, Lauren. Come say hi.
No doubt. Especially because that's in their area.
Yeah, well.
That's in their neck of the woods.
True.
It's just a very woodsy area.
AR Platinum said, when you said Trey screaming at you in the boxing class at Vortex, I just pictured Juggalo Trey doing it. that would be glorious. Like,
come on, do it. You got it. Punch harder. You know what? Don't. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
You
don't want to hit the bag hard? No, that's on me. I told you the wrong thing. You don't have to.
You can do it or not. It's
can you
whatever.
Box to Oasis.
Somebody was talking about shame eating and how their boss and friend, the daughter and mom went vegan. And they were like, ugh, I really love meat and I don't love them as much. So they didn't say that. But they were like, you know what? So they said the dude would go to like restaurants and order steaks and just eat in the car. Just like by himself, he would just eat steak in the car without the mom or the daughter knowing.
See, I'm not telling them mind their own business. I just tell Lisa, and Lisa knows this. She's vegan. I'm not.
Yeah, that's what I see exactly. Like, just say, you know what? That's your choice. That doesn't mean it has to be my choice. I'm going to eat some delicious animals, and you don't. And yeah, that's where we are.
And the thing that we go back and forth on is if Taylor so chooses at some point, fine. But you're not. I don't want her to be
forced into being
right. It's
vegan.
Like, it's like religion. Let them choose what they want to believe and how and all that.
The other day, she was like, yeah, she didn't eat chicken at school. She didn't like it. And it was almost like she was smiling. I go, well, I'm going to give her chicken for the next 16 meals.
See if she likes it or not.
Because I'm going to find out there's a way she may like it. The other day, she asked me for chicken nuggets, and I screwed up. By the time I got home, I said, I actually should have gone through the drive-thru and picked her up some, because at that age, you make choices, right? I made some bad choices in terms of the fast food. I mean, my mom used to take me. I could knock the absolute bottom out of a massive meal and never order my mom a drink. When I was a kid, and I was, you know, I was huge. But, yeah. I mean, I could do, like, three cheeseburgers, large fries, 20-piece chicken McNuggets all in one sitting and feel like...
As a kid?
No, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, like a teenager. Maybe, like, younger teenager.
Okay.
So, yeah. And I didn't order a second drink. I just, I don't like, care what me. You think. That's what I'm doing.
I'm going to eat this. This is what I do.
Pretty much.
So, I saw the fines came down for Khabib and Conor McGregor.
It did. It officially came down.
Took him long enough, didn't it?
Yeah, it was like a while ago.
UFC 229 brawl, for those of you who don't know, probably the biggest fight card that they've had in the history of the company.
This was when Khabib Nurmagomedov jumped over the fence into the crowd, went after Conor's training partner and cornerman, and then Conor got blindsided and he jumped in the ring and he was attacking people that were on the cage, and it was a big brawl. And so NSAC, the Nevada State Athletic Commission, has handed down the fines and suspensions. Khabib is suspended for 9 months and fined $500,000, and Conor McGregor got a 6 month suspension and was fined $50,000. You think that was fair?
I'm okay with a somewhat harsh fine towards Khabib. I just don't get the discrepancy. I don't get the discrepancy between $500,000 and $50,000. Why Conor McGregor has such a little fine compared to Khabib. Khabib had a $2 million purse, so you essentially took a quarter of his purse.
But don't you think his act was more egregious, going over the cage into the crowd? Crowd into it.
I would agree that he should be fined more than Conor McGregor.
But not as much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, $500,000.
Half a mil is a lot.
On a $2 million purse?
Yeah. I mean, when you're basically, but I think what they're trying to do, because this doesn't happen a lot.
No.
Which is why it was such a big deal, why it took so long. I think you're trying to send a message that, listen, we know this is a fight game. We know you guys are going to beef. I'm sure there's going to be stuff that goes on in the cage with guys after a fight. That's not unheard of. It's not uncommon. But you can't go into the crowd and
do it.
That's
a big deal.
And so I think this is more of sending a message of, this should be the last time that anybody hops the cage and flies into the crowd like Superman going after somebody.
Yeah, if civilians had the possibility, you know, if there's a chance that if civilians could get hurt, then a message needs to be sent. That's probably what the Nevada State Athletic Commission was trying to do. So he gets the 9 month suspension. It can be reduced to 6 months in the event that Khabib is willing to do an anti-bullying campaign. I'm okay with that as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a message to be sent there saying you're a bully. I don't know, maybe there is. Maybe it's just for a good cause, because bullying is not cool.
No, it's not. But Connor's the bigger bully here. Let's be real.
Right.
Forgive me, but what were the fines like when Connor attacked the bus?
Well that the was commission, criminal the commission does aside not get involved that. In that.
So yeah, they because didn't get it was involved just it
was
the just, fight game.
That was no, because it didn't have anything to do with the cage and the that was like in the tunnel. That was just they can criminal
only,
charges.
They can only fine for stuff that they regulate. They weren't regulating that situation. So
okay, because you're also right. I mean, look, the NBA. If you throw, kick, whatever the ball, even if you didn't mean to do it, it goes in the crowd. Mm-hmm. They're going to tag you with a big fine. NFL, remember when you had Fournette? You had other guys, if they end up going up in the stands or even contemplate going up in the stands, fine's going to be
massive
big. Because you're right. They're protecting the fan base first and foremost, because if you put your fans in danger, that's a slippery slope.
Yeah, and I think the big difference is the portion of the purse. Now, we know he made more than $2 million in that fight because he's getting a cut of the pay-per-views, and I'm sure there's some other details in his contract that allowed him to get. I think he made an additional $4 or $4.5 million in addition to that $2 million purse. But I just think it's absolutely crazy that he's going to get a quarter of his purse taken away. Even Ron Artest and everybody who's been in the stands, I don't think that percentage. I don't think they got 25% of their salary taken away from them. I just think that's a high number.
It is.
The malice at the palace were some severe fines. I mean, he lost
25% of a year.
Think about that now, because he got suspended for the rest of the season. So you lose all of your salary. And that was there was still a good portion of the season left. And I want to say that it rolled over into the following year. So aside from whatever mass, just lump sum fine you got, you were suspended in every game you missed. That's a game check. And he lost all of that.
Yeah, that's probably, I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot for sure.
The other thing is Habib is going to pay for his team that everybody that got fined is going to end up costing him $750,000.
Yeah, because he decided to pay the $25,000 for his cousin and his teammate who got suspended a year each. And then there's legal fees with that. So he's going to pay $350,000. You look at what Uncle Sam takes.
Yep.
You know, he's probably going to walk away in just purse money. Well, definitively less than $1 million from a fight that he had with Conor McGregor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's going to walk away with less than $1 million in purse money from a fight that he had with Conor McGregor. I think that says a lot.
And isn't a bigger deal, too, the amount of time? Because you can't, like, just get back in the ring and start recouping the funds. 9 months is a long period of time.
Well, it's retroactive. So he's it's basically time served. He'll be able to fight in July. So it's still a while.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he'll be able to fight. I believe July 1 is the date.
And is McGregor ever going to fight again?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 It's just taking a while. He's just kicking it back with all that money
he probably made. Probably won't be Habib, but it'll be someone else, and then he'll have to fight his way back to Habib.
I was reading an article. I found it again on pronouncing his name, because some people say Khabib, some people say Habib. I've always said the K, but I know it's a lot of people
I
don't.
I did too, yeah.
But there was this article, and I got to find it again, but it talked about the different forms of saying it and how all of the ways that we've been saying it is wrong. Both ways. It's weird. It's because of the translations and all this stuff. So I don't know. I got to find it. But I've been accused of more than once of pronouncing it wrong.
To a certain extent, it's so different that they have to make it to, they have to pronounce it in a way where the United States can,
yeah,
the fan base here can pronounce it. So I don't think anybody has been saying it right.
Because they even break it down between Khabib and Khabib and Habib and Habib. Yep. Like, oh my God, this is too much. Can we call him Frank? Can we just go like something simple like Frank? That'd be great.
And then he's got 27 syllables in his last name, yeah, and that doesn't help.
Which is weird, because I could say Nurmagomedov better than I could say his first name.
I can too, Nurmagomedov. Yeah. It's so much easier, in my opinion.
Yeah.
When you think about it, there are some easy ones too, but when the Rockets played the Cavs, and I never brought it up, but Seti Osman, Turkish player from the Cavs, Worrell was calling him something. I have no clue what, it didn't even sound anything close to it, and I'm going, what? And I'm looking up going, did I miss something? Am I mispronouncing it? No, it's just different folks, different strokes, different
That's funny.
Ways of saying it.
That's funny.
All right, we got two in the books. We got an hour still to go. The sports mappers are going to join us next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.